You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody. It is time for You Big Dummy. This is where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing dumb stuff. Read them, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. A man frustrated with his commute was fined after repainting arrows on the road to ease traffic. Cameras at a busy intersection in the Jiangsu province of China recorded the man, 28. He used white paint to redirect arrows on the busy road in an attempt to alter traffic patterns and speed up his daily commute on a bus. The man told the Modern Express newspaper, "I saw that the straight lane was always packed with cars, while the lane that turns left has a lot of space. I thought changing the signs would make my commute smoother." Police said the stunt was, quote, very dangerous and could have led to collisions. A crew was called out to correct the arrows. The man was issued a $151. $151? That's it? Jeez.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Number two. A man hiding from police in the crawl space of his girlfriend's home was easily captured after he fell through the ceiling directly in front of an officer. Police were searching the Scranton home Sunday for 29-year-old Justin Thompson, who was wanted on charges of assault and harassment. The Scranton Times Tribune reported that officers found Thompson in the crawl space and tried to grab him, but he was able to get away. But then he plunged into the kitchen where another officer was waiting. He also picked up charges for resisting arrest and reckless endangerment. His girlfriend was charged for hindering apprehension.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. A woman due in court for marijuana summons was smoking pot when she parked her vehicle in the local police chief's spot. A 26-year-old woman had been ticketed in May for unlawful possession of marijuana. Police say she was arriving for her court appearance when she cut off an unmarked police car in the parking lot while talking on her cell phone. Police say she then pulled into the parking spot clearly marked as reserved for the village police chief, Bob Ricca. When the officers asked the woman to roll her window down, pot smoke billowed out. Police issued the woman another appearance ticket for an unlawful possession of marijuana. She was also ticketed for using her cell phone while driving.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You gotta bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo gonna be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, number four. Dummy number four has been sent to us by our buddy Peter Indicator. Thank you, Peter Indicator. A California man who suspected his neighbor's dog of pooping in his driveway then discovered the real culprit, a delivery driver. Oh, man. Nemi Batista of Sacramento said he found a large piece of fecal matter at the end of his driveway when he arrived home at about 3 p.m. on Tuesday. So he checked his home security camera to see if it came from his neighbor's dog. Batista said he was shocked when he reviewed the video and discovered that a delivery service driver contracted by Amazon had squatted behind the door of his U-Haul van and dropped the excrement. Batista said a supervisor visited his home to apologize. He was in shock when he saw the size of it, Batista told KXTV. He ended up scooping it up into a plastic bag. He didn't want to take it with him because it smelled really bad. An Amazon representative said the company contacted Batista and the driver has been removed from their position as a delivery driver. The representative added Batista was given an Amazon gift card for his troubles.
Here's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy back! An impatient man was arrested and faces numerous drug charges after he swerved around parked patrol cars that were investigating a robbery. Santa Rosa police responded to a 911 call just after 10 p.m. on Wednesday reporting a robbery at a Navarre home. Deputies did not find the suspect, but while on the scene, they noticed a red Mustang driving quickly down the road. It then swerved around parked patrol cars before coming to an abrupt stop. An arrest report states that Troy Alexander Duncan, 22, then exited the vehicle and deputies discovered a large mason jar full of marijuana sitting in the back seat of the car. Duncan was detained, and during a search of the car, authorities discovered 11 more mason jars of marijuana, a bag of Xanax pills, and a bag containing strips of LSD. Duncan was arrested and transported to the Santa Rosa County Jail, where he was issued a bond of $59,500. Dollars.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
All right, let's wait till after the news to do the voting. We will do a recap of the dummies. And then we will vote on Dummy of the Week. This is a tough week, man. This is a tough, tough week. Lots of appropriate dumb behavior.
Supermoon.
That's what it is, right? Supermoon. Yeah. Yeah. And Dan, I don't envy you as part of your job is screening calls at 2 to 5 in the morning during a supermoon.
That's why they pay me hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
All right. The news is in 5 seconds. Yes, sir. Well, welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studios, 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has your opening bell at 5. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran at 6. Friday, Fly Jams Friday coming up straight out of context. Nick D. Show Spies. And it's now time for us to pick our dummy from you, big dummy. So we have to vote. Let me give you a little recap here. We got the dummy who tried to repaint the street in order to speed up his own commute. We have the dummy who fell out of the ceiling and directly in front of a cop. We have the dummy smoking pot while in a police officer's parking spot. We got the dummy delivery driver who pooped in a driveway. And we got the dummy who drove around parked cop cars with mason jars full of pot in his car. And again, Stellar supermoon week of dummies. Dan, who are you going to go with here?
Week of impatient dummies as well.
Yeah.
You know, the lady with the pot kind of seems like she's dumb, but also just like was at that point where it's just like, I'm just going to go with it at that point. So less dumb, just vindictive for me. So I think I'm going to have to go with the guy who, for some reason, decided to run around cop cars despite the fact he had 11 jars of marijuana in
right.
his car.
And mason LSD jars. And Xanax. Like,
slow down.
Yeah. Okay. So you're going with the dummy who was driving around parked cars, cop cars. Esmeralda, what dummy are you dummying?
It has to be the poop story.
Oh, boy. All right. We have to have a phone call because we got a three-way tie because I'm going with the woman who was smoking pot and parked in the guy's clearly labeled his clearly labeled parking spot to go to court on a marijuana charge. So we got to have a tiebreaker here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. First person through. We've got the dummy who was smoking pot while being in a police officer's parking spot. We got the dummy delivery driver who pooped in a driveway. And we got the dummy who drove around parked cars with mason jars of pot in his car. We have to crown a winner, and you are going to break the tie at 312-981-7200. So let's see. As soon as we get it in, let's go with that. And okay, here we go. We got our first caller in. And here we go. Chris from Midway. Chris, who are you voting with?
I'm with you, Nick.
The spotting, the smoking pot in the police officer's parking spot.
I laughed so hard I had to pull over. I mean, there's dumb and then there's just stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, cool. Thank you, Chris.
Great show, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate it. There you go. That's we broke the tie. The dummy smoking pot in the police officer's parking spot is our dummy of the week. And we'll have more dummies next week. And again, if you want to read one of these funny dummy stories, find a link, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We'll record it, and you'll end up getting some pizza, too. So there you go. All right, let's try this thing out for size. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. Oh,
Out of context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
That's right. Straight out of context here on WGN on the Nick DiGilio Show. And this is when you listen 24/7 to this radio station whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Shall we begin, Dan?
We shall. We shall begin with Peter in Decatur. He heard this one of Dan Feinberg.
It's impressive watching her do it.
Dan's been on a few times. Yeah. Mr. Feinberg's made it a few times on the Straight Out of Context. And we'll talk with Dan, by the way, this coming Thursday about TV. Yes.
Peter, Tim, and Aaron in Aurora submitted this one of Bill Leff.
When you were both doing it, didn't you find it to be extremely pleasurable?
That is such, you know, a pleasant way of describing it, don't you think, Dan?
Very pleasant.
Okay.
Trucker Tim, Wild Bill, Fran in Chicago, and our own Kevin Powell.
K-Powell.
Emailed this exchange between Judy Pilak and Rokan.
I thought it would be a lot worse.
And you rub it.
Yeah. They said to rub it.
Yeah, rub it.
Because it's kind of thick.
And you just rub it. Like right after you get it for the first 10 minutes and then maybe a couple hours later you rub the area and then you're good.
What were they talking about?
Flu shots.
Oh, okay.
We'll learn a little bit more later.
Okay.
Another one of Roe from Fran.
Let's make this as big as we possibly can.
Hello. All righty then. All right.
Carol, Aaron and Aurora, Scott and Plainfield, and Brian sent in this one of Wendy.
I like my meat wrapped in things.
All right.
Brian and Harold heard this one of you.
Me? Oh, so they were naming their nuts. Oh, that was from last week, right?
It was.
Okay.
Another one of you from Doug in Kansas City and our own Vic Vaughn.
Uh-oh. But right now we're in the middle of a heavy, heavy load. Thanks, Vic. Thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Jesse emailed this exchange between Anna DeVlantes and Roe.
Nailed it.
And the so did I.
Wow. All right.
Johnsburg AJ sent in this one of Hannah Stanley.
They sent me the things that I got to play with.
Oh. Didn't sound like the Hannah Stanley that was on earlier.
Poor girl.
Jeez. All right.
Brian heard this one of Dean Richards.
I have such a bad French accent when I do it with Steve Cochran now.
Oh, that's good. That is good, man. All right.
Eric is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Dave Bennett.
He's hitting it well.
What?
He's hitting it well.
All right.
And this one of Steve Cochran.
We'll come back with one more quickie.
Well, all right.
And this one of Wendy.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
Whoa, okay. Well, that's dirty mind, man. Okay.
Johnsburg AJ submitted this one of Doma T. Pongo.
I don't taste any meat.
Wow. All right.
Johnsburg AJ also emailed this one of Sam Paniatovich.
I'll do a lot more than that. All right.
Trucker Tim sent in this one of Kevin Powell.
Good luck to the balls.
What? What? Come on now. All right.
An 815 texter, Paul and Sharon, heard this one of you.
Dicks is a big one. What? What the hell? Oh, the sporting goods store. I didn't even realize that, man. That didn't even occur to me. All right.
Another one of you from Trevor in Antioch and Dawn from Marengo.
You had your joystick and your little button. Oh, man. It's innocent. I was talking about Atari. I was talking about the classic Atari game system from the 80s. Mm-hmm. I was! Mm-hmm.
Dawn from Marengo and Kathy in Antioch emailed this one of Esmeralda.
You hold it in your hand and just slap it back and forth.
Well.
And I, when after I said it, I every time I say something, I go, oh no.
Yeah. We were talking about toys. It was a very innocent discussion, right, Esmeralda?
Very much so.
Yes. Okay.
We got a few more here, so we'll do this one, and then we'll break.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I do have to do weather and traffic at this point, right? Just so I don't forget. Moron. Okay.
Eric heard this one of Coach Q.
We don't give him any action.
I love it when Q is on this, man. I do. All right. We shall return to more Straight Out of Context, and we've got... Nick D Show Spies as well, and then Fly Jams Friday. So get your requests ready. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, cause Ice Cube is crazy as F bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m. And Fly Jams Friday is coming up, as well as Nick D Show Spies. Right now, we're in the middle of Straight Out of Context, and you know what this is. Listen 24/7. Somebody says something that sounds dirty, jot it down, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and let's continue.
We return with Brian. He submitted this one of John Williams.
Don't you think they should be giving us a voucher for getting off?
Okay.
Brock from Oconomowoc and Jesse emailed this one of you.
Pull out the funny bone. What? Oh, we were talking about Operation. Yes.
Eric sent in this one of Dean.
I still enjoyed it. It's still a lot of fun. You leave with a big smile on your face.
Wow. Good for you, Dino. All right.
Brian heard this one of Steve Bertrand.
Maybe you could scratch it, too.
What? Okay.
And finally, Tim submitted this one of you and Steve and Johnny.
I mean, you guys did it for such a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. By the way, that was a lovely visit with Steve and Johnny yesterday morning. That was great. Make sure you tune in to their cheap date New Year's Eve show, which is starting after the Hawks around 11-ish on New Year's Eve. And they'll be on until 3 a.m. And they'll be downstairs in the Showcase studio. Lots of live music, lots of fun. Make sure you tune in for that. All right. Well, let's see what's happening with this deal.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. 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 Like us.
There you go. All right, you know this. This is Nick D Show Spies. When you listen 24/7 to this radio station, whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you jot it down like a spy and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what do we got?
Our spies this week are Chuck or Tim, Wild Bill, and Fran in Chicago. We heard an exchange between Judy Pilak and Ro Khan earlier. Kevin Powell knew where it was going.
You just rub it right after you get it for the first 10 minutes, and then maybe a couple hours later you rub the area, and then you're good to go. It won't create and if it's anything, it's just a little bit of like, it feels like a little muscle twinge. That's it.
Yeah. But now if I do get the flu, it will be on a Friday.
Sending this whole segment to out of context for Nick D.
And they did. Thank you, Kay Powell. Nice to talk to him this week, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Patty was talking about Facebook and number of followers, and you came up.
Want to say hello to a new, well, they're not a new listener, but they just found me on Twitter. I'm not very good at getting my Twitter account out to people. And I was noticing, Michael, I thought I was much closer in numbers on the Facebook page to Steve Cochran. He's at over 12,000. And Oy. I think Nick D's at like 15,000. And I gotta work on that a little bit. I keep forgetting to do Patty's favorites on our Facebook page. So we'll have to get back to those videos too. It's Tuesday. It's too late for me now.
Yeah. Soon enough, we'll be at 1.2 million.
Can't wait. Okay. Is that it?
Those are the two, yes.
Those are the two. Okay. We have 13,700, Patty, by the way. We're not at 15,000 quite yet, but we would like to be. So everybody who's listening right now should go to facebook.com/Nick D Show and like us right at this very moment.